Good morning. We've reached Friday with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and it's actually a special Friday, Alan. It's September 11th and the 14th anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks and a number of memorials and remembrances going on from New York City to the West Coast and beyond. And maybe one of the legacies of all this is currently ISIS.
I think that you can parse it any way you want, but I will have to say this. When you attack the United States, you are asking for it. Osama bin Laden is dead. You know, the United States won't stand for it. We didn't stand for it in the Second World War when Japan attacked. We don't stand for it when somebody creates mayhem by flying planes into buildings. And for all of you who think, for the few of you who think that the buildings were pre-wired or some other nonsense, just get over it. You know, we've seen it with our own eyes. We know it happened. And it is one of the great terrors of America and of the world that you can hijack planes and fly them into buildings and destroy things. So it brought America together. There's no question that from Rudy Giuliani right down to the politicians who practice a different kind of more left politics, Americans won't stand for it. And that's the one thing that really does come out of this for me.
From this to the headline, Senate Democrats clear way for Iran deal. Certainly many feel Iran is an enemy.
Well, look, everything has consequences. The Republicans still think that the American people are with them on this, that this is a terrible deal. The polling shows pretty much that Americans don't like the deal, the Iran deal, and they're going to ride this horse. And McConnell is now going to bring it up one more time just to make sure everybody understands where the Democrats are. If, in fact, in the next election, the Senate seats start to go Republican and that this becomes a very important issue in helping people make up their minds, then the Republicans will have won. I don't think that's going to happen. I think underneath, most Americans understand that this was a deal that was forged in a compromise that will stop nuclear proliferation in a way that needs to be done.
Vice President Joe Biden came to New York yesterday, Alan.
He
stood with Governor Cuomo and talked about the minimum wage. The governor said New York should lead the country by setting a minimum wage that would provide workers with a decent standard of living. Then in the evening, he was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and expressed some doubt about a presidential bid, saying, "I'd be lying if I said that I knew I was there." But the article points out he didn't say he wasn't.
No, that's right. He's waiting. He's just waiting. If Hillary self-destructs, Biden is going to be in. If she doesn't, and if it turns out that she can sort of bring her campaign under control, it's going to be a different story, and he will not come in. That's my bet on this. Andrew Cuomo, of course, as we have said before, is playing both sides of this as much as he can. Because if you look at his career, if he doesn't run for a third term, he's going to need something to see him through on his way to what he might consider a possibility of a presidential run. And that will mean a major cabinet post. Well, I don't think that Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden are going to give him a Secretary of State's job or Attorney General's job. But you never know.
Finally, Alan, the refugee crisis. So we're seeing now that the president says the U.S. will accept 10,000 Syrian refugees. Even Governor Charlie Baker in Massachusetts is open to talking about bringing in refugees there.
It's the right thing to do. I don't think there's any question, but you got to be careful about how you do it. You got to be careful about what the consequences will be, the unintended consequences in particular. If you take huge numbers of Syrian refugees and you put them in the country and they have political views like those, for example, putting it right on the table about Israel, you might find that there is a pushback. My sense of it is that the United States knows that they have got to be there in the same way the Europeans can. Otherwise, they'll be seen as a bunch of hypocrites.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, have a great weekend. Shana Tova.
Thank you very much for that. Very sensitive of you. And we are going into a time of great contemplation.